Maybe you should talk to someone. A therapist, her therapist, and our lives revealed. Written by Lori Gottlieb. Performed by Brittany Presley.
Chart note. John. Patient reports feeling stressed out and states that he is having difficulty sleeping and getting along with his wife. Expresses annoyance with others and seeks help managing the idiots. Have compassion. Deep breath. Have compassion. Have compassion. Have compassion. I'm repeating this phrase in my head like a mantra, as the 40-year-old man sitting across from me is telling me about all of the people in his life who are idiots. Why, he wants to know, is the world filled with so many idiots? Are they born this way? Do they become this way? Maybe, he muses, it has something to do with all the artificial chemicals that are added to the food we eat nowadays. That's why I try to eat organic, he says, so I don't become an idiot like everyone else. I'm losing track of which idiot he's talking about. The dental hygienist who asks too many questions, none of them rhetorical. The coworker who only asks questions. He never makes statements, because that would imply that he had something to say. The driver in front of him, who stopped at a yellow light. No sense of urgency. The Apple technician at the Genius Bar, who couldn't fix his laptop. Some genius. John, I begin. But he's starting to tell a rambling story about his wife. I can't get a word in edgewise, even though he has come to me for help. I, by the way, am his new therapist. His previous therapist, who lasted just 3 sessions, was nice, but an idiot. And then Margot gets angry. Can you believe it? He's saying. But she doesn't tell me she's angry. She just acts angry. And I'm supposed to ask her what's wrong. But I know if I ask, she'll say nothing the first 3 times. And then maybe the 4th or 5th time she'll say, you know what's wrong. And I'll say, no, I don't, or I wouldn't be asking. He smiles. It's a huge smile. I try to work with the smile. Anything to change his monologue into a dialogue and make contact with him. I'm curious about your smile just now, I say. Because you're talking about being frustrated by many people, including Margot, and yet you're smiling. His smile gets bigger. He has the whitest teeth I've ever seen. They're gleaming like diamonds. I'm smiling, Sherlock, because I know exactly what's bothering my wife. Ah, I reply. So, wait, I'm getting to the best part, he interrupts. So, like I said, I really do know what's wrong, but I'm not that interested in hearing another complaint. So this time, instead of asking, I decide I'm going to. He stops and peers at the clock on the bookshelf behind me. I want to use this opportunity to help John slow down.